This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
History is made every day on the Doug and Jennifer Victoria Experience. DJV on the air. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with the two items of interest, Matthew. I see the good news out of this is that airlines are smart enough to waive fees for those who had planned on traveling to the Caribbean. You say that's a simple sort of little thing. Why wouldn't they do that automatically? Are you kidding? These guys have no common sense whatsoever, or at least they show that all the time with the way they charge you this fee on top of that fee and another fee. But it's just a bit difficult to get out of New York and fly into any place in South Florida today and tomorrow, probably the next day. And the same is true with going to any place in the Caribbean. The cruise ships are all altering their courses or just staying in port. The port of Fort Lauderdale, which is, I think, the largest in South Florida, the Disney cruises that go in up above north of Melbourne, all those are just staying put. Because what are you going to do, go out in 145-mile wind in a cruise ship with three people on the ship? Who would be foolish enough? There are people that probably are foolish enough to get on the ships and go out into that, but I can't imagine these people.
Imagine the seasickness?
A horrible insurance situation. So the good news about Matthew, the bad news is it's made a mess of Haiti, pretty much wrecked it. Same with Gitmo and what is east of Gitmo on Cuba. And all of the areas in Hispaniola, the Dominica, all those areas down in there, what a mess. The hurricane is, Jennifer's taking a nap because this doesn't affect people on the West Coast at all. It's just a conversation.
Oh, no, but it kind of does. I mean, especially during election season, hurricanes make a big difference, actually.
Why? What's that going to do with elections?
Really?
Keeping people from going.
Well, remember, like, Hurricane Superstorm Sandy, it kind of made a difference in that election. I mean, so from a national perspective, you kind of keep an eye on these things, see what happens.
All right, there's Jennifer with her finger on the pulse. Anyway, the hurricane is going to slide into Florida, go up the coast, make a mess out of what is East Coast Florida, East Coast Georgia, East Coast South Carolina, East Coast North Carolina, and where the tip, the cape is Cape Hatteras, it's going to go back out to sea, circle around, and go back to the Caribbean. That's the way it looks at the moment.
Do we have a timeline on that?
Do you know? Saturday, I would say, from what I'm looking at here, I've got both of these channels on. I'm in the CBS Broadcast Center in New York, and one of the great things about the studios here is they're loaded with television screens. Some of it is their own stuff on the CBS, the local New York station, or the CBS Morning News. And then the other two that I'm looking at are AccuWeather and the Weather Channel. What you've got here is
You're pretty much agreement, Dougie.
And there's agreement between the weather forecasters now that wasn't there yesterday that the storm looks like. I don't even understand. They measure pressure. They look at the pictures that are coming from the International Space Station. They're tracking, and they have all of these devices that are really
those
amazing.
Pictures,
they
by the way,
from the space station. Aren't they amazing?
Pictures. Oh my gosh.
Phenomenal.
You look at those and you go, wow, because you kind of hear it. And like you said, if you're not in the, if you're not being touched by it, you go, okay, there's a hurricane. And, you know, you hope for the best for everybody that's getting impacted by it. But when you see those pictures, it's gigantic. I mean, wow.
It is. So
I guess it's being fed because the water's so warm. It's being fed by the ocean water.
Water is very warm down there, and that's what does it. You're right about that, Jen Jen.
Look at the California girl knowing all about hurricanes.
Well, now they're a factor on the West Coast that they never were before. There was a hurricane went up the Baja, what, a month or so ago. And you don't normally, I don't remember any hurricanes ever going up.
Baja California does. I mean, when I would be in Cabo, you definitely would get hurricanes, but they would never impact
like they do.
Southern California. Yeah. And a couple of weeks ago, it did.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, the point here is that those of you listening in Florida and in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina will be definitely impacted by this, and the stores will be empty. You will not find anything from today. They won't be able to resupply until after the storm is over. So what you're going to get today, and that's it. Looks like the storm will go make a mess out of Disneyland. It touches on the West Coast all the way to Tampa, actually. It looks like. And then circles into Atlanta. We'll get a lot of rain, and the South Carolina, North Carolina, the beach areas, the erosion there. If you're on those beaches, get the heck out of there.
Yeah. In South Carolina, I don't know about North Carolina, but I think assisted. South Carolina has evacuated everyone along the coastal
Or told them to
lines,
get out.
Right.
So as of Saturday night, looks like the hurricane, if it follows the track it's on right now, will be right off the coast of South Carolina, and that's where it looks like it'll flip back out to sea. And because of what Jennifer just said, the warm water, this is sort of the break at real, where the real warm water is at Cape Hatteras. So it follows the warm water, and because of the atmospheric pressure and all that, I sound like Pat Sajak and David Letterman both got their start as weathermen on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not thinking that you sounded like Pat Sajak, but good pull.
Well, I was thinking of, I actually trained to be a weatherman on television when I was a kid. I was up for a job at a station in Worcester, Massachusetts. There were two candidates for the job. I was doing a radio show there at the time, and there was a lady who was up for it. Her name was Gail. I can't remember her last name. She's a very attractive woman. And she decided to sleep with the station manager, and I didn't. So she got the job, and my weather career. In a nutshell. So, all right, there's that, and then there's the rumble in the jungle last night in Farmville. I should call my friend Pat Lust, who is a prof at Lakeview College in Farmville. Very nice school. Both guys started off well, and then about 60 seconds in, I got tired of it. Jennifer, I'm sure you watched the whole thing. I'm going to give you what my reality of it was going in and out of it. I thought I had a different take on Pence after last night than I'd had before. I don't care for his standing on social issues, but I thought he came across as cool, calm, and collected. I thought he did a very good job at deflecting whether Trump likes it or he doesn't. Maybe you can tell us about that, Jennifer. You follow that stuff. Is Trump really upset because Pence sort of he didn't protect Trump? He said, when Cain would attack him, then he'd sort of turn it around to another question, or he'd answer a question.
That's how you debate. I hope Donald Trump was taking notes at home, because that's what you do in a debate. When someone attacks you, you answer the question you want to ask, not the question that they've asked you.
Right.
No, I mean, everything indicated that Donald Trump was happy with Mike Pence's performance. He was tweeting alongside of it. I think he was very happy, and he should have been, because Mike Pence won that debate. I thought he made Tim Kaine look small. Scummy.
He made him look small.
Maybe snivelly. I don't know. He was just interrupting.
Kind of a whiner.
He interrupted, I think, 39 times he interrupted Mike Pence. He just seemed to not really be as collected and calm. And I was actually expecting this debate to be boring, but probably the most important on the issues. And it was the most important on the issues. And I actually didn't think it was boring. I just don't like the
negative. It was Kaine that turned me off. Frankly, I think I said this, I don't know whether I just thought it or said it when I was talking to Meredith quickly on the phone about it. I think that Kaine would make a good candidate to run with Trump, and Pence would be a good candidate to run with Hillary, only because of what I felt. I thought that Kaine was more like, in his delivery, kind of, he interrupted a lot, he whined about stuff, he seemed immature.
He's more Trump-like.
Yeah, right. I thought he was. And Pence was very sophisticated, I thought.
But the reason this was so important, I think, for Donald Trump is since he is not he's not your typical candidate. He's never led before. He's had some people calling into question whether or not he's making the right decisions or not. People are looking to him to say, okay, who's going to lead around you? Who's going to be your advisory council? Name your cabinet. cabinet before the election so that we know who you're going to put around you. And I think having Mike Pence on the top of the list of people that he wants around him, I think America got to see a pretty solid, good guy last night. So, you know, I think that helped him in that way.
I just have a hard time. Pence and Trump are so different. And fundamentally, I do not believe that Trump is a conservative on social issues.
He's not.
I can't imagine.
Pence is there to get that vote.
I mean, I know strategically why he's there, but I just, the two of them alone together in a room, if they were in the White House talking about real issues that affect, you know, that affect society, I just, I don't know how they ever reach any agreement.
Here's how you put it into perspective. Pence is the designated survivor. Okay, that's the whole new jargon now, and you look at all these people. Okay, you know, who's the designated survivor since the Kiefer Sutherland TV show?
But the reason Donald Trump, one of the biggest reasons that he put him in instead of someone like Newt Gingrich, or actually Gingrich I think still could have done this, but he wanted someone who was so familiar with Washington that would be able to push through and help push through his policy, because Trump doesn't know the inner workings. I think he would respect Pence enough. And, you know, I think Pence has his own political aspirations, especially now.
Of course he does. Oh, yeah.
So I think, you know, kind of get along to, you know, to get there.
Go along to go along to get along. Along to go along or something
right.
like that. Yeah, Pence wants to run for president. As a matter of fact, I saw John Lovett tweet that Kane was running for vice president in 2016. Pence is running for president for 2020. And that, you know, that may very well be the case. He's given the opportunity, but I don't, let's make it clear here, I do not approve of Pence's positions when it comes to
any of the social issues. I find
all.
It scary.
I got nothing
as a woman,
in common
especially, yeah.
with him, but I thought he handled himself well. He atoned, if that's it. He made it looked more like there was something to the Trump-Pence ticket than you might have thought after the last debate. If Donald Trump screws it up again in the next debate by acting childishly and the interruptions and all that other stuff, Kane interrupted Pence twice as much as Pence interrupted him.
39 times or something
that. Yeah, no, 60-something times.
And to have the moderator, it seemed to me that the moderator kept letting Tim Kaine go, even when he would interrupt, and then the minute Mike Pence would interrupt, it was kind of...
See, that's the whole business. These people are so transparent. The CBS, this woman is on CBSN, which is their, what do they call it? Network.
The news thing.
It's very obvious where they're coming from. 18 after the hour.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Walking in the wrong direction. You know I should be walking home. Smart enough to know much better. Ain't tough enough to be alone.
Gentlemen, I give you the President of the United States. There he is.
Got me wrapped around your finger. Pulling strings to play my heart.
No, no, no. Not Barack Obama.
No.
Not Donald Trump. Not Bill Clinton.
No.
No. No, none of those people. This is the newest president of the United States, the designated survivor. What's his name? Kirkman, I think, on...
Kirkland, like Kirkland. The vodka yeah. at yeah. Costco.
And thus... and thus the reference from his new song, Can't Stay Away, from the debut album, Down in a Hole. It's about a rather serious relationship with booze. And he was doing an interview. Somebody asked him about whether he gave up drinking or not, and he said he did not.
Come on. What?
It wouldn't be Christmas without watching him tackle a Christmas tree.
Yeah. I mean, come on. This is a guy who went to the bar that I used to go to with no pants on, sitting in the booth, getting ready to sing karaoke.
He said, I was never the guy, if something was wrong in my life, I didn't go drown my sorrows. One of the things that I love to do is go out with my friends and tell stories and have a bunch of drinks. That's true. I'd be lying if I told you that there weren't moments where I felt like I let it get away from me. So it's kind of been a push and pull through my life. When he was asked...
Keeper's no quitter.
No. When he was asked about the notion of quitting, he said he enjoys the time too much and the memories of drinking with friends. That's a choice I've made, and I live with that choice. I don't think he's ever... he's not had trouble with drugs, though, I don't think, has he?
Back in the day. Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
You mean Jolly with Emilio
and stuff like that, yeah.
And the other...
I mean, we're speculating, but I would imagine it would be a stretch.
I think he did... Didn't he go to rehab back in the day for
maybe
coke and stuff? And I think that Julia Roberts, when they were engaged, I think she... He got away from him because she was doing too much blow at the time.
Yeah,
so
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
She had a problem with it?
Well, she got away from him. I think he might have been the problem or the gang they were hanging out with.
Yeah. Why is it called blow? I never understood that.
Because you could probably blow it away.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Jennifer.
What, you sneeze your nose?
What, you sneeze?
Yeah. All right, next up, musically, Hanson working on a new Christmas album.
Oh,
come on, we're talking about Christmas already.
Fans
hope it'll be the holiday masterpiece they've been waiting for since Snowed In 1997.
Which Jennifer
Snowed In
to every year.
Say what?
Ed Snowed In or somebody else?
The song was called Snowed In, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So Snowed In.
Your
I get it, Jennifer.
You get it? When you have to explain them, they're never funny.
No, they're never any good. Right. Yeah. All right, so it was 20 years ago today, doing another Christmas album. This is something that Mark Hudson tweeted. Let's see. This is at Taylor Hanson Music. He captioned a group shot with a band of brothers. Another video Hudson posted features the guys in the group harmonizing over a wonderful Christmas time. Is that what this is? What's this?
No, this is from their actual first Christmas album called Snowed In from 1997.
This is good.
Yeah, praise when they were.
Peter, crank this up, will you? Alright, so this is a cover.
Every Christmas song.
Yeah, every Christmas song. Who has an original Christmas song?
I thought these guys were working on some new Christmas.
Yes, this was 1997.
Alright, calm down, Jennifer, will you please?
Listen to those voices, they're babies.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, everyone knows to take time to smell the roses, but why do cats nibble the begonias? The habit of plant eating may not be as strange as it seems. Some experts, including myself, believe a cat's sense of smell is 4 to 5 times better than ours. So the garden provides a perfumery of interesting smells. Cats also instinctively lick some of the plants for vegetable extracts. Cat guardians with plants need to beware. Plants like Lily of the Valley, Diefenbachia, Foxglove, American English and Japanese, and Western Yew are among the hundreds of plants and flowers that are toxic to your pets. Here's what I recommend that you do. Speak to your local gardening center. Go online. There are many good, healthy, organic plants that you can plant for your cats. Very often, they're not getting all the nutrition they need in their food, so having greenery grow around is not only good for them physically, it's good for them mentally as well. But check it out online first. Make sure whatever plants you are planting in your home or around your home are safe for your best friend, you know, your little feline buddies. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make 2 trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Van.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it say everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me. Turn your magic on.
Howdy doody, 34 after the hour on the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan are here. It's World Teacher Day. Who was your favorite teacher? Was it in elementary school? Was it in junior high school? Was it in high school? Would you go into your college prof list to find your favorite teacher? Because after all, they call themselves professors, but they're teachers. And there are a lot of good ones, and there are some that are not so good. We've all had them. We've all gone through that experience. And maybe as you look or think back, is it the first person that had an impact on you? And then through the course of your years in school, there were people who had more of an impact. I always talk about Alice Scipione, who was my fourth grade teacher. I think she's the one who had the most impact on me early. And then there was Margaret Hayes in the sixth grade, Arthur Del Pret and Charlie McCarthy, and Bob Fougere. and Lou Cadarni in junior high school. And all those guys were people I taught with when I was teaching junior high school after I came back from college. And then in high school, I'd have to say it was Dr. Megan, who was a chemistry teacher, a man, he couldn't communicate with beans, but he was a fabulous guy. And I'm trying to remember some of the other. Tisdell was a history teacher that I remember very well.
Are these teachers that you had with when you were a teacher?
No. Well, actually, there was a little
of room.
There was a little of both, actually, because when I came back after going to college and I was working as a radio disc jockey in Boston in the afternoon, and I wanted something to do during the day, so I started to substitute teach. And within a month, the superintendent said, "You want a job teaching English at the junior high school?" And I said, "Yeah, okay." So I did it for 3.5 years. And I had my radio job, and I stayed with it until I got a job I was offered a job to do mornings at a station in Boston, so that's what I did. I quit teaching school, but it was a good experience. And yes, I worked with I was the youngest teacher by far. I was 21 when I got out of school, started teaching. And I'm in high school, there's 18-year-old girls hanging around. Me, I'm 21. It was a challenge and a half there.
Did you ever have a former student approach you and say, "Hey, Mr. Stefan, you were my favorite"?
Yes.
"I'd really like an A"? Oh, that would be
good. This was after the fact. Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
That must be a great feeling.
It is. And when still, somebody came up to me. There's one kid named Danny Roseman who runs the junkyard in Framingham. His father was, he was completely lost in school. And he'd be the first, he still calls him Mr. Stefan. Here's a guy who's 58, 59 years old. These kids in junior high, they were only 10 years younger than I was when I was teaching school. So they thought they could get away with stuff. They didn't very often. I was fairly much the taskmaster, when I was teaching. But there are those, Roseman says I was the only person that ever could get him to settle down in school. And then there were...
And now he runs a junkyard. Congratulations.
Junkyard. And you know what? He's
really
making a lot of money.
He really shaped and molded
that mom. Well, he did a good job. He ran his father's business, and he's been very smart about it. He was a smart kid. He just didn't...
His father was like, "If you don't shape up, you're going to be running the junkyard." And then all of a sudden...
Running the junkyard. Okay, so how about you, Jen? Teacher, favorite, best, besides your mother.
My mom is an awesome teacher, but she never taught me formally.
Right.
My favorite teacher is probably from college, Dr. Lori Baker Shenna. She's awesome. We continue to have a relationship. We have dinner every once in a while, and she really got me. She had a very big passion for journalism, for public relations, and that kind of sunk in with me. I think in junior college, because I went there, Dr. Franklin was my anatomy teacher. Really awesome guy. Loved him a lot. And then in high school, you know, it's so weird. I think I was so shy and scared to, like, be talked to that I didn't really, like, forge any really close bonds with my high school teachers. I had ones that I liked more than the others. But it's funny how that piece is kind of missing. Grade school-wise, though, I had lots of great teachers. I had Mr. Morin, who taught me for 7th and 8th grade. I had Mrs. Marso, my 2nd grade teacher that I loved. Mrs. D'Amato's from 4th grade. I mean, I had a lot of great teachers, I think, that, you know, that especially on the grade school level, that I still really think of fondly. It's funny how high school, because I was going through, like, just don't talk to me, don't, you know. I mean, I was a great student, but I never had that bond, and I feel like I missed out maybe a little bit in high school.
It's so funny to think of you as someone who doesn't want someone to talk to them.
Brutally shy. Brutally
wow.
shy.
When did that change?
Actually, right after high school, I thought, this is dumb. I'm not going to do this anymore. Fake it till you make it. So I just started, like, faking confidence and talking to people.
Right.
And now you can't shut me up.
Uh-huh.
That's so bizarre to think of.
It's such
shy,
great
ever.
Advice, by the way. If you're ever struggling with something, find someone you admire, imitate them, fake it till you make it, and then all of a sudden, it just
you're president, just
you.
Like Trump.
Yeah.
Right.
Worked for him.
All right, so Victoria, what about you? Your favorite teachers? Tall, short, big, bad, old, young?
You know, ooh. I had a lot of really bad teachers in the mm-hmm. beginning of my life, and it wasn't until I hit 5th grade, Mrs. Iacuzzi, Mrs. I. She was
was the first teacher who really had an impact on me and really, I felt, saw me for who I really am. And she was a game changer and completely set me on a totally different course. So there is such an impact that one good teacher can really have in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Turn a kid around.
Completely, yep.
Absolutely, yes. I was credited with that with a few kids. There was a kid named Dignan. Something close to that. I remember his first name was Ken, and his mother came to me when he was in high school and said that if it hadn't been for me getting on him when he was in the eighth grade, I had him in the seventh and the eighth grade, she said to me, I'll never forget this, that he would have been completely lost if I hadn't. Yeah. And I had no idea. I could tell this kid was smart and wasn't working up to his capacity, so I would really, and I did that with some of the youngsters, more often young men than women. The women were pretty, the young girls, and I taught 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech. So you had by the time, in the 6th grade, there's still, like virgins. They really are sweet, nice kids. But then that first year in junior high school, all bets are off. Yeah. They go, you know, because they're given a little responsibility. They start getting more homework. They're going through hormones. Just, woof.
Yeah. Seventh grade boys. One of my best friends is a teacher, worst. And she said seventh grade boys are just the worst.
Awful.
To her, hell was having to teach junior high. Like, she loved high school. She didn't like the younger kids as much, but junior high.
Now, see, I did.
Emotions are running.
I enjoyed it immensely. I really did. Very rewarding. I often thought that I got more out of it than the kids did in terms of what I learned. And the really good, I don't know how much things have changed. This is 40 years ago when I was teaching. I don't know how much things have changed, but I will tell you that there was not just fun, but it was fascinating to see how these kids would grow. And some of them, I watched the 4 years I was there. I had a sixth graders, and when I did some of them, I probably had a half a dozen kids every year. Like there were half a dozen from the sixth grade that I had in the seventh, and the seventh and the eighth and the ninth. And it was really rewarding to see them grow up. And I think, frankly, and maybe your mother would say the same thing, Jennifer, I took pride. There was a certain ego benefit from helping these kids and seeing
that it. That was what was so hard for my mom when she retired, is that she was, I mean, she won Teacher of the Year several times. She was constantly given kudos for the way that she really impacted people's lives. I mean, she's in books. I mean, Omar Gooding Jr. wrote in Denzel Washington's book about my mom. She had Cuba, exactly. Right. And so there was just a lot of reward that she got from an ego perspective, and she goes, how am I going to do this? You know, this is such a piece of my self-worth, you find other ways, I guess.
Yeah, you do. All right, so the reason that we have these conversations, folks, is not only for us to share, but to have you, most everybody gets it, I think, when the conversations we have on this program are aimed at getting you. Do I have to draw a picture here? I suppose every once in a while you got to draw a picture. The reason we have conversations like that is because I want you to think to yourself, as you're driving to work or as you're getting ready to do whatever it is you're doing, or maybe you're just sitting there pensively going through the end of your day, because this program is on for some people at the end of their day and the beginning of the day. So I want you to think, in your own experience, who was the best teacher you had? And what did that person bring out in you that nobody else ever has? Your parents didn't, your siblings didn't, people you work with. There's always a teacher, at least one, that we all think back to and say, my God, that person saved me, or that person got me interested, or I had fun. Every one of you has got at least one teacher that you can point to who is just the best influence that you could possibly imagine. And that's what I want you to do with anytime we have any of these conversations. Okay, so that's that. Television news up next, 44 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/8/16 applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800. And the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech on websites like YouTube and blogs like the Drudge Report. We need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
Really? 47. That's something. I didn't hear that one before. 47 after the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. TV News, the Gilmore Girls reboot. Let's see here. Gilmore Girls fans are trying to catch up on the lives of the Gilmore Girls. It's on Netflix starting in November. The reboot is so hotly anticipated. Variety is reporting Netflix paid the two leading ladies a lot of money. Wow, look at this. $750,000 an episode.
Yeah.
Which there are only four episodes, so $3 million bucks a piece. That's about the highest paid TV episodic stars at the moment are Mariska Hargitay and NCIS, Harmon.
Mark Harmon.
Both of them getting $750 an episode before this year. Maybe they renegotiated it this year. But those are, it used to be, I see you've got that Harmon's making $525 the last
That's
time I
That's from the New Variety, New Variety article on TV salaries.
Spacey's making $500K an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And did he, but
Sosa, what's her face, Robin?
Yeah, she went to the mat last year.
She did,
yeah.
And she,
remember?
She, for oddly, she's not listed in the Variety article that covered this. Yeah, yep. Which is weird. Yeah.
Lots of dough. All right, Kiefer Sutherland talking about alcohol. His show Designated Survivor is a bona fide hit. 18 million viewers the first couple of weeks. More viewers the second week, I'm sure because of word of mouth in the first week.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
that show, Bull, that Michael, I have not seen that yet. Has anybody seen Bull?
I haven't seen Bull yet either, but
I haven't heard of this.
What is this show that you keep mentioning?
It's not a spinoff, but Michael Weatherly is a lawyer. He finds jurors.
Right. Okay. This is all about how they do jury selection.
All right. What's on beside Designated Survivor tonight, Jen, quickly?
All right. Besides that, we've got Lethal Weapon on Fox at 8, and then it's CW Premiere Week, so a brand new episode of Arrow tonight at 8, and Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. She reviews the vice presidential debate.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink, and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second one-world-way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
It's 53 after the hour, Wednesday, time for a visit from Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is America's foremost expert on the radio and on television and in real life, too, when it comes to taking care of dogs and cats and snakes and raccoons and whatever else it is that needs to be taken care of. Warren Germain, you can just look at his arm. He has tattoos on his arm, but the only reason he has tattoos is because it covers up all the bites that he's gotten from various animals over the years.
Is that true?
Find out. Of course it's not true.
Oh.
Now you ask the question.
Because I don't know, Warren. I've never
met the tattoos are true. Just the dog bites are not true.
He does have tattoos. He just didn't get them from...
I meant that is the tattoo thing. Is that true?
Yes, the tattoo. But you're pretty good, Victoria, at falling for some of my stuff. That's good. I like that.
Okay. I'll stay gullible just for you.
Thank you very much. All right. So Warren is going to be here. Actually, we do have a viral raccoon story that may or may not be true, and other important pet items and news to help you out in just a matter of moments here.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint. I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid forwarding. Must choose from forwarding carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features. Different plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here. Here's a story that went viral yesterday about a police report in San Diego involving a man who was too drunk to make his car's breathalyzer work. So he did the most logical thing he could think of. He grabbed a raccoon from the parking lot and forced it to blow into the device. Apparently, according to the story anyway, Warren, the raccoon passed out from being squeezed too hard, so the man put the raccoon on the floor of his car and he drove away. But according to the police report that was posted online, the raccoon woke up a short time later and started to attack the driver. Anyway, a lot of online responses, but the newspaper says it didn't happen. The public affairs officer at Camp Pendleton responded to an inquiry from the newspaper saying, I called police records. While they were highly entertained, they said it was a hoax. Can you imagine? I guess I wanted to use that as a lead-in to have you tell us the most dangerous things that you have been confronted with over your years, 4 decades plus of training animals of all sizes and shapes. What's been the most dangerous circumstance that you found yourself in?
Well, two of them really, really serious. One of them was I was a peace officer for a good period of time in New York State investigating animal abuse, and I went to a church where they were having animal slaughter as part of their ritual. And when I approached the church and I went inside, I was surrounded by 3 or 4 men that were very angry and really ready to do me damage. It's the only time in my entire career I actually had to pull a gun to get myself out of the situation. Another time at Prospect Park Zoo, they locked me in a cage with lions cubs and guaranteed me that the mother lion was locked next door, but was really secure.
Yeah.
As I turned around, I saw the mother's head coming at me, and I got out of there just in the nick of time, and it turned out that the zookeeper had locked the door with one of those ties you get with the plastic bags you buy at the supermarket.
Yeah.
We had a long conversation after that. So I've had many dangerous encounters, but most of them have been with people, very rarely with the animals.
Though. Isn't that interesting, huh? The people were the ones that were the cause of the problem and not the animals. Did you see the... Go ahead.
Now, see, animals, you can read animals. You know, in other words, animals don't buy you a martini and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. They call you an SOB up front before you get the martini. So animals, you always know where you stand. You don't know where you stand with people.
Yeah. I saw a story yesterday. We were talking about it on the air about this guy out in Montana who was chased by a grizzly bear. Did you see that? He was attacked twice by the same bear, and he survived, but just barely. Can you imagine what goes on in somebody's mind when they are confronted by something like that?
I would have learned after the first attack.
Yeah. It would have been out of there. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out the...
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.